Hello, 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 everybody. How are you doing? Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi. Progress on Purpose, where we are practical, relevant, and biblical in our growth in the things of life and in the things of God. I'm so excited that you are here, and I'm so excited that we can all get started as we move forward. So here we go. We're going to be talking about God specializes in new beginnings. God specializes in new beginnings. Progress on Purpose. We're ready to go. Please let somebody else know we are alive. We're about to go. We're about to just empower someone who needs this word for your own encouragement. We are going to be discussing on God specializes in new beginnings. We want to talk about new beginnings. We dealt with yesterday on how to package your past properly, how to package your past properly. And the argument this week has been that you deserve a great life. You deserve a great future. You deserve it, my friend. And so we want to talk about today new beginnings, new beginnings. You know, whenever you, this is a very important thing, how to start. Starting is hard for people. And yet all of us, we struggle with starting. And we just want to understand, how do we have new beginnings? If we have been in any situation and now we need to restart, we need to a new beginning. How can I have a new beginning? How do I start my life if I have heard some potholes in my life? All right, let's pray and get started. Father, for wisdom we pray, amen. So come with me. We're going to make this a Bible study that I just want to have with you. I'll just anchor on 5 points on how to have a new start, how to have a new beginning. It is very, very important that all of us in our lives, we are going to, life is full of beginnings and endings. There's the beginning of day and there's the end of day. There's beginning of week and end of week. And there's beginning of month and end of month. There's beginning of year and end of year. So life is full of beginnings and endings. Life, just life on its own, is full of beginnings and endings. Again, beginning of day, beginning, end of day, beginning of week, end of week, beginning of month, end of month, beginning of year, and end of year. So we are supposed to be specialists at this point in our lives of this new beginnings. But unfortunately, when life happens, people become paralyzed that they do not know how else to move or to restart. And I want to talk to us on that. The Bible is full of people who had a lot of potholes in their lives, and they had to, people started well and had potholes, and they had to restart, crank themselves up again. We look at people like Peter, who had walked on the water, done some amazing miracles with Christ, and he denied him. And he had to restart himself, new beginning for him to become the Peter who wrote 1st and 2nd Peter and the preacher of the Pentecostal revival. So we just want to get in and talk about this. Things are going to happen in life. Okay, stuff is going to happen in your life. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how organized you are. Life is going to happen. And like we have said before, because some of these stumbles in our lives, they are actually ordered by the Lord. Not only does God order our steps, he orders our steps, he orders our stops, and he also orders our stumbles. Oh God, I wish somebody had told me that some of the stumbles we have in life, they are actually orchestrated by our Almighty God. They are part of his master plan to get us where he wants us to go. So I'm going to share with us 5 things on how to have these new beginnings in our lives. The very first thing I want us to have, when anything has happened and you want to restart and you want a new beginning, the very first thing that matters is accept responsibility for your own failures. Accept responsibility for your own failures. Listen, we blame everybody. We know what everybody has done. But have you ever looked in the mirror and discovered that there's only your face and you in that mirror? In other words, you can only control you. You cannot control anybody else. No matter what has happened in your life, no matter what a failure has happened in your life, you will have you, and God will even use you to get you out of that slum to where God wants you to go. So point number one, if we are going to experience new beginnings in our lives, accept responsibility for your own failure. Accept responsibility for your own failure. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. I'm going to read it to you. It's a very powerful text. I read this one all the time. It's highlighted in my Bible. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. It reads this way. He who covers his sins will not prosper. He who covers his sins will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. I love that. All right. He who covers his sins or her sins will not prosper. But whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. So number one, in order for you to have new beginnings in your life, it doesn't matter what has happened, whether a spouse died or a child died or you lost a job or you are in a conflict in the church, whatever it is, accept responsibility for your own failure. If you're going to have new beginnings, don't delay the beginning of a new day, the beginning of a new week, the beginning of a new month, because you are in denial and you are blaming everybody. At some point, you must accept responsibility for your own failures. Yes, others might have contributed to it, but you must admit the master key to let all these things fall together was and is in your hands. So number one principle, in order for us to have new beginnings, you must accept responsibility for your own failure. And Proverbs says, if you cover your sins, you'll not prosper. All right. If you cover your wrongs, you'll not prosper. If you cover your failures, you will not prosper. But if you confess it, face it, accept it, and forsake it, you have mercy. All right. You can never fix what you don't face. Let me say that. You'll never fix what you don't face. And let me tell you something out there. Whatever you tolerate in your life, you promote. Oh, God, here it is. Whatever you tolerate in your life, you promote. So you need to understand, if it's new beginnings that I need in my life, I need to ask myself, what I need full responsibility for my own failure. What am I tolerating in my life that is producing same results and that's hindering me from getting into this new beginning? And here's number two. Number two, when it comes to these new beginnings, this is very important. Don't spend the rest of your life in regret. All right? Don't spend the rest of your life in regret. It's easy. And you know, it's very amazing how we can become the worst enemies of ourselves. Whenever something has gone wrong, it's easy for you to punish you and give everybody else a pass. You can let everybody survive it, everybody go on with their lives, but you leave in regret where you are going forward looking backward. There's a reason why the windshield of the car is bigger than the rear view mirror. In other words, you need to understand there's more to your future than that which is in your past. You cannot spend the rest of your life in regret. Instead, listen to me. So somebody says, well, Pastor, well, I don't want to spend the rest of my life in regret. So what do I do when I failed? Great question. Here's the answer to that. Don't spend the rest of your life in regret, but instead repent. Did you get that? All right. All two words start with an R, but they're different. One is regret. The other one is repent. Repent simply means make a 180. Don't do 360, because those of you who have been to school a little bit, you understand if you make a 360 turn, you are going to face the same direction you've been facing before you started the turn. So repentance is a 180 shift from where I've been going. So don't spend the rest of your life in regret. Instead, repent. It matters for you to get to that one. I tell you, once you repent, you allow and give the rest of your life and the results of your life. You make God responsible for you, personally responsible for your future success when you repent. But when you regret, that's where, when you look at it, the devil's power over your life is based on your past. And God's power over your life is based on hope, faith, which literally has everything to do with your future. It is an amazing thing. I love God because I need him to guide me into the future, which I have no clue, no idea, but I believe that God has been in my future yesterday. So don't spend the rest of your life in regret. We all mess up, man. We all mess up. We all have potholes in our lives. We all stumble. If you are human enough, you stumble. I don't want friends in my life who have never experienced a stumble. And those judgmental people are people who literally have not gone through something, or people who are in denial. Whenever I'm recruiting people into my life now, I ask them, show me your scars. What have you been through? What have you survived? What do you know about life? Because I don't want rookies in my life at this stage of my life. I need people who have stories to tell and testify that God is a good God. Why? Because, man, I thought my life was over and God gave me a new beginning. I love new beginning friends. I love new beginning church members. I love new beginning the neighbors. Why? Because they're passionate. They can inspire me and empower me that there's a better tomorrow coming. Can I get an amen? They can shout to me and say, listen, pastor, the better is on the way. It's going to get better. Only people who have had a new beginning in their lives can come to you at any juncture of any pothole in your life and tell you it's going to get better. So don't spend the rest of your life in regret. Instead, repent. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. I promised this was going to be a Bible study, so we just want to give you text. Wait, is that all right? 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10 is a very powerful text. It says, for godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation. Not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. So there are two sorrows that you have. There's godly sorrow and there's worldly sorrow. Godly sorrow leads to repentance. I love that, which takes you to salvation. All right. That's godly sorrow. Now, worldly sorrow produces death, death to dreams, death to aspirations, death to faith and death to hope, and ultimately physical death comes from regret, worldly sorrow. So what you need when you are living this life, my friend, wherever you are, whatever chapter you are in your life, whatever passage or paragraph you are in your life, you must learn not to spend the rest of your life in regret, but instead repent. All right, that's it. Because godly sorrow, it means, listen, I have acknowledged, I've accepted my responsibility in my failure, and now I need help outside myself, and therefore godly sorrow is me looking up to God, not because I'm scared of God, but because I'm believing God to hook me up. And that godly sorrow leads to a 180 shift, and it takes you to salvation. All right, but regret will take you to death. All right, here's number three. So how do I have this new beginning thing? Number three is very, very powerful. It really moves me because, focus your energy on the future. Focus your energy on the future. If you are to have a new beginning, focus your energy on the future. All right, this is extremely important. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14. You need to understand there is nothing you can do with your past. There's nothing, absolutely. Rehearsing it, reviewing it is never going to change it, okay? Rehearsing it, reviewing it, regretting your past, no matter how much you cry over your past, no matter how much you tell everybody about your past, it's not going to change what happened in the past. So in order for you to have a new beginning, listen to me, child of God. It matters because this is very, very critical. If you do not focus on your energy on the future, in other words, yesterday is gone. There's a song that I love. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus. Anybody remembers that? Yesterday is gone, man. Past is past. And you need to understand, if you're going to have a new beginning, your new beginning is going to happen as you focus your energy on the future. Forget what's behind and focus on what's ahead of you. There's more in your tomorrow than what you have already expended in your past. I like that. There's more to your tomorrow. There's more. You got to be hopeful about tomorrow. You can't defeat tomorrow because you don't know what's in tomorrow. And God can do greater with the years that are left in your life than the ones you have already spent. Come over here, Samson. Talk to me a little bit. And Samson will let you know, pastor, I messed up all my life and I only did one thing. And the one thing I did was the prayer I made when they made me dance in the hall of their God. And pastor, I prayed to God, and the Bible says he killed more in that one move than all the people he had killed before combined. One act can overcome all that you have done already in your life. Focus your energy on the future. You cannot look in the future with regret. You cannot look into the future with apologies and excuses. No, no, no. New beginnings means, listen, I'm going to focus my energy on the future because past is past. Let's read that. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13 and 14. I just want to share with the child of God who has been going through life, coming to the end of the year, and you have hit some potholes in your life. All of us are going to have, let me tell you something, those whom God uses greatly have been through a lot. Let me tell you something. God always humbles his servants through what he permits them to go through. I tell people every time, well, Pastor, I want to be used mightily by God. Be careful what you ask for, because when you want God to use you, you need to understand the process and plan of God to equip you for the influence that God is going to use you is going to come with pain equivalent to the impact of his use of you. Let me leave that one alone. Is that okay? We'll talk about it one day. Philippians 3, verse 13 to 14, it reads this way. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Listen to 14. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So for new beginnings, focus your energy on the future, all right? Well, forget what's behind, focus on what's ahead. We're talking about God specializes in new beginnings, all right? So here's what it is. We come now to number four. Number four, how can I believe for new beginnings? Here's number four. I love number four. Trust God to work everything out. If you're going to have new beginnings in your life, you, my friend, must get to a place where you trust God to work everything out. Don't trust you, because you are in this situation because of you. Can I get an amen out there? Whatever situation you're in, whatever failure you're experiencing in your life, whatever challenge you're experiencing in your life, you're already part of it. So you need God. You need to trust and believe that God is going to work everything out. You got to get to a place where you know God, it's in your hands. I leave it in your hands. And how many of us know that anything in the hands of God, God can transform stuff and make it better. Dirt and dust in the hands of God will create a living soul. You need to understand, dirt in the hands of God will create the Ten Commandments. If you are in the book of Daniel chapter 5, you need to understand that a wall of dirt in the hands of God will produce judgment. If you bring that woman who was caught in adultery in the very act, she will let you know that Jesus knelt down and he touched dust. And when he touched dust in the hands of God, he wrought forgiveness for her salvation. And you really do understand that when he was on the cross there, the thief on the cross will let you know, I surrendered my life into the hands of God. And he promised me to hook me up with eternal life when he comes again. So here's number four, trust God to work everything out. It matters. I like singing this song when I'm going through crisis in my life. He's got the whole world in his hands. Anybody knows that? He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. So if God is going to do a new beginning in my life, I must come to a place where I trust God to work everything out. Romans chapter 8, 28. You know it, but it reads this way. For we know. For we know, it's a matter of knowledge, man. God says, my people perish for lack of what, everybody? Knowledge, not lack of faith, not lack of love, not lack of, now, we perish for lack of knowledge. Then Paul says, we know, not about we feel, we conclude, we surmise, no, we know. This is a knowledge thing that, listen, that all things work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. All things work together for those who love God. Whatever you have gone through in your life, whatever your past had, whatever ugly is in your past, you need to understand that you must trust God to work everything out. Because listen, if you don't trust God to work everything out, if God had not worked everything out, Moses would have been a murderer who became a shepherd boy. If God had not worked things out, Father Abraham would have literally been a pimp of his wife. If God had not worked everything out, Adam and Eve would have never had a chance for them to actually be there when Jesus comes again. If God had not worked everything out, then Cain would have died the first murderer the world had ever seen. If God had not worked things out, Noah would have been the man who floated to his death. But I wanted to understand, when you look through scripture, God has been in the business of making things work together. Child of God, I don't know what it is you've been through, and I'd really listen. Let me help you out. We're ending the year. You can have a new beginning. You need to trust God to work everything out. God is the one who is able to fix this thing. God is already at the end of your story whilst he's standing at the beginning of your story, whilst he's walking in between your story at the same time. God is the only one who can see how to fix this and make it look like what he intends for it to be. I don't have to worry about how I look like now. All I am concerned about is how God likes what he sees and how what he's putting together in my life, because I trust him. As Romans chapter 8, 28 says, that all things work together for those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. So the question is, new beginnings. A new beginning of day, end of day, beginning of week, end of month, beginning of year, end of year. You would think that by now we have mastered new beginnings, but it's an amazing thing. When life happens, we all act like we have never had a beginning anywhere. So it matters for you if you're going to make it. If you're going to have new beginnings in your life, accept responsibility for your own failures. That's Proverbs 28, 13. If you hide your sin, you will not prosper. But if you confess and forsake it, you'll find mercy. And then don't spend the rest of your life in regret. Instead, repent. Whatever you have done, it's not regret, it's repentance that's going to produce fruit that will take you to the next level. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. And it says, listen, godly sorrow will lead you to repentance, will produce repentance, which will lead you to salvation. And worldly sorrow, that's regret, it will lead you to death. And number three, focus your energy on the future. Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14, forget what's behind and focus on what's ahead. And the fourth point, trust God to work everything out. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. Then I've got a question for you. The question is, do you want a fresh start? Do you really want a fresh start? Do you really want a new start? That's Proverbs 28, I see somebody putting in 20, it's 28 verse 13. Then here it is. Well, I need to understand, do you really want a fresh start? Anybody who really wants a fresh start out there, if you are there, I just want you to just hit me up with some hearts and thumbs up, because I've got a solution for you. Very simple and yet very powerful for a new start. This is the greatest solution to anybody who needs a new beginning. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And it reads this way. Listen to me. I believe this because this is real in my life. It reads this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All right? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is the most powerful verse in the whole Bible, if you were to ask me. I know John 3:16 is good. It's great and awesome. This one right here is the one we neglect, because this one says, if you are in Christ Jesus, if you really desire a fresh start, my friend, get in Christ. You need to be hidden in Christ. Your life must be hidden in Christ. You cannot have a complete, absolutely new beginning without Jesus as part of the puzzle. The story says, if anyone, I love this, you don't have to have a name, you don't have to have the money, you don't have to have the education, anyone. God is saying, I'm open to give everybody in this world, in this life, a fresh new beginning. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, get in there, get in him. Listen, is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have are becoming new. It matters. And Joel chapter 2, 25, he will let you know, listen, he's going to give you back what the locusts have eaten. There is a God who specializes in things thought impossible. There is a God who specializes in giving new beginnings to all of us. Even when we have failed in this life, he is the one who can fix the guilt from failure. He's the only one who can take away the regret from failure. He's the only one who can turn your sorrow into joy. He's the only one who can turn your death into life. He's the only one who can seriously turn your dead end into a Passover bridge. It is God, and he specializes in this fresh start. So I wanted to understand, child of God, as I finish, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to have a new beginning. It's never too late to have a new beginning. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself. Don't matter who doesn't trust you. Don't matter who doesn't believe in you. You can have a new beginning. You, yes, you. It don't matter where you are, this is not the end. I said it yesterday, I say it again. Never confuse location with destination. And never confuse location with destination. If a worm could literally confuse location with destination, it would have never become a butterfly. When you see a worm just, you know, moving around on branches and eating leaves, you think that's all it will be. But allow that worm to get into the cocoon. The cocoon becomes the tomb for the worm, and it becomes the womb for the butterfly. I feel like preaching, but this is Bible study time. I'm going to preach tomorrow at my church. Come over and hear me preach tomorrow. But here's what it is. I just wanted to understand that you need to understand. You should never give up on you, because if a worm can become a butterfly, child of God, God can transform you. Let me tell you something. I don't know how a black cow can eat green grass and produce white milk. I don't know that. I can't explain that. I don't know how a black cow can eat green grass and produce white milk, but I know it does. If a cow can do that, there's a God who specializes in things thought impossible. You can have a new beginning. Trust God with your life. Don't matter what you've done in the past. Take responsibility for your failures. Accept it. Don't spend your life in regret. Instead, repent. Focus your energy on the future. Forget those things that are behind. And trust God to work everything out, and he will. And God specializes in making things new. I hear that song. I'm going to request my praise team to sing it tomorrow. You make all things new, and I will follow you forward. Is that all right? Because God specializes in making things new again. So your life is not over. It's never too late. You can start now. Trust God and believe in God and believe that God will do it through you. Your life is not over. He still has more for you. And the beauty of your life is that you don't know. So that's why you need to walk by faith and not by sight. You got to trust God. Is that all right? All right. You let me know how this message is to you. Just hit me up. Say something. Let's connect if we need to connect and pray together as we walk into worship. You got to move forward. Your future is not in your past. You need to keep moving forward. Once in a while, glance back so that you can see how far you're moving. But your life is not in your past. Your life is not over. As long as you're in the land of the living, it's God who marks these boundaries with our lives. Make your life count. Believe God. And God is saying, listen, he wants to specialize in producing a new beginning for you. We're praying. Father, thank you so much for this day. Help my brother, my sister, help myself, God, to always believe that you will work everything together for our good. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you so much, everybody. See you again next week as we continue to do what we do on Progress on Purpose. Please, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, go there and subscribe. We want to hit 1,000 before the year is over. All right. Love you all. See you next week. God willing.